get the Shema Chevra. First off, Mom, it's just the fact that Chevra can get together on my woman itself like this, you know, like we're rooting that before, Mother's Day, you know? The fact that we come together to celebrate, you see over this, I see. So, just, you know, just to come together, just to, like Ravunstein says, we have no idea what Lag Bomer is, we have no idea what Rosh Mechai is. But just that we can come together, just to say we want to, right? That's the whole thing of Ekya, Ekya Sher Ekya, want to be, right? This is the Nakuda of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We have no idea who Rashbi is, no idea the Zohar. I don't understand one word of Zohar, one word of Kisveri, you know? But I want to be. I don't even know if he looks like this. We have a picture of Shimon Bar Yochai. I don't know if he looks like this. And I said, no idea. Gosh, I have no voice left. Singing on Rabbi Kiva. I just felt like I just toiled in a mikvah. Singing Bar Yochai. I feel like you're in my own namish. The lights off. So just one Nakuda that we can learn just to get Chizuk from Rabbi Bar Yochai. Like the Beis Aaron says, right? That a person who is mechazik himself in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gets chizuk from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
Mishimamin
Bar Yochai. Right? No, it says just a person believes in Hashem Yisparach, so do you have to believe in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Beis Aaron says. So it's just mikash a little bit, just you know, very quick before we go to Night Seder Meretz Hashem. So it goes like this. It's a mimer from the Zohar Kaddish. It's in Zohar Kaddish, Parshas Acharimos, Afnun Tes. It goes like this, yeah? So we'll just read the Zohar and then we'll expand it. So Pasach Yenuka Vamar. Ami Maasisi Lecha Mad Halesecha Nivi Ki Kutcha Brichu B'chavusa De Islay Ami Misra Karlon Ami. So Pasach, he says, talking about Hashem calls Klai Yisrael Ami. Right? Because Hashem loves us so much, he calls us his Ami, my nation. It says Maasisi Lecha. Right? Lama Sisi Lecha. Lama Barasi Yuscha. Why did Hashem says to us, why did I create you? Ella de Seizlun, Ella Kidesha Telchu, Levate Knesios, Levate Midrashos. I created you to go to Shul and to go to Beis Medrash. Visashidu be the Ana Echad. Viteidu be Shani Echad. And be made and give Edus and testify that I am Echad. Hadu Dichsev, that's why it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Right? Hadu Dichsev, Ane vi Tasidu de Ana Echad. Right? Again, make Edus that I'm one. Umisale Ashima de Mem Beis Taven. And right, this is corresponding to the shame of Ana Bekoach, right? 42 word name of Hashem. Right? Tasidu da Anachad. De Inun Beparshas Kriyashma min Vahafta Ad Vahaya. So the first paragraph of Shema, right? How many words are in there? 42. Okay? So now let's count to you. Yeah? So Shema is 42 words in the first pasuk of first paragraph of Shema, okay? Now, Uvishma de Ab Tevin. Then we know that Hashem has a 72-letter name of Hashem. 72-word name of Hashem, right? This parsha is Krishma min Vahaya and Shemawa ad Milas Visantem. So from Vahaya until Visantem is 72 letters, okay? And then from Estraela, Vishmat Chamish and Tevin min Visantem ad Sof Parshas Kechush Ban Sharibina. Right? And then from that point, the Vahaya, until we get up to Vayomer, there's 50, okay? So now we're holding about that's 164 words so far, yeah? At sof parsha, that's like Chumash Arabina. Uvishma de Ab min Vayomer at sof parsha. And then from Vayomer Hashem until the end of Hashem at Chemes, there's 72, okay? So we see what the Zohar is telling us here is that overall, he's just building on it, is that there's 42, there's 72, there's 50, and there's 72 again, okay? So we know. What's the Nakuda of Shema Yisrael? What's the Nakuda of Kriya Shema? So I'm going to ask you, like, what you think about? Right? So if you look in the Shark of Anos and Ariya Kadosh, it says you have to be mechavin when you say Kriya Shema, that Mesiras Nefesh. You have to be mechavin that you bring Moser Nefesh to Hashem. Right? That's why Shema is Rosh Tevos, all Malchus Shemayim. That you're being mechavin upon yourself, all Malchus Shemayim, that you're being Moser Nefesh for the Borei Olam. Yeah? So that's why Rav Shor brings down a sefer, we said before, is that he says everyone on Lag Bomer makes meduras, right? Makes meduras. He says meduras eish is gematria Shema Yisrael. He says why? Because when you see the medura, like we have right in front of us, Baruch Hashem, right? We have when you see a medura, you should look at the medura and daven Hashem, help me be moser nefesh for you. Help me give be moser nefesh, moser nefesh myself, right? Give it myself. Push the extra button, right? To be a chassid, and what does a chassid do? Meschassid in kono. He goes l'mal minateva, right? That's the nekuda. So what's the shaychus to Lag Ba'Omer, this Indian? So if you take, how many words did we say before? We said 42 in the first. Then we said 72 and 50, right? So we have 42, we have 72, we have 50, and then we have 72 again. So overall, the amount of words in the three parshas of Kriyat Shema is 236 words. 236 is the gematria exactly, Bar Yochai. That what? That Bar Yochai is this Indian in three parshas of Kriyat Shema. Why? What's Bar Yochai's Indian? Because that's the Indian Mesiras Nefesh. We learn Mesiras Nefesh from who? From Shem Bar Yochai, right? Where do we see Mesiras Nefesh from? See, all over the place. In Shas, what did he do? He mom's lived in a cave for 13 years. But what did he eat? He ate carobs and he drank water. That's it. And he didn't wear clothes during the day. He buried himself in the sand. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Again, we're not saying here that's not our voda to go run away to a cave. That's not us, you know what I mean? So, not for now. But that's not our voda to be like that. But what we learn that from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is any of being Moser Nefesh a little bit for Hashem. Moser Nefesh a little bit for Torah. And Avodah Hashem as a general Indian. Every time you say Shema, that's what you should think about. Mesiras Nefesh Mamish. Right? Who else was a person that, who was the first person that we see in Yiddishkeit? Who's the first Jew? Avram Avinu. Right? Avram Avinu. So that's why we said there's 236 words in the three parshiyos of Shema. But there's also, there's Shema Yisrael Shema Kein Hashem Echad, which is 6. Baruch Shein Kivon Ma'achusel Oved, which is 6. So what's 236 plus 12? The 12 words of Shema and Baruch Shein? 248, it's Gematria Avram. Is that, what was Avram Avinu's Indian? Where do we see Avram was Moser Nefesh?
By Akeda.
Ah, and that was Yitzchak, right? And the Kivshan Ha'esh. Dafka, where did he go? The Kivshan Ha'esh, he was Moser Nefesh. It's interesting that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has an Indian of Eish also with Mesiras Nefesh, right? That, so the Indian is that when we say Shema, think about Avram and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. To connect to these two tzaddikim. Now, what Indian Mesiras Nefesh? The Moser Nefesh a little bit for Avodas Hashem. Right? So now, what's the Nekud of Mesiras Nefesh by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Yeah? So we know, remember we were saying yesterday, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Nekudah is that, remember Rabbi Kohn said last week about Rav Kamenetsky, who passed away last week, is that his Indian was that because of him, he's responsible for all Torah in five towns. Right? But we know, what's the famous Maisa? That all the Chum gathered in Karen Biavne, and they said what? That the Torah is going to be forgotten from Klai Yisrael. And who stepped up and said, no, Ki lo sishach achim pizaro. Who was that? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And like Rabbi Nachman says in Zakdama to the Kutim Aran, he says, Ki lo sishach achim pizaro mi pizaro daika. Right? Who? But it's from the son. What's the Safi Tevos of Ki lo sishach achim pizaro? Like we know, is Yochai. Right? From the Zaro Shel Yochai, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Moser Nefesh. That what he said, you know what? It's on me that Klal Yisrael is going to have Torah. He was Moser Nefesh for us to do it. Right? So what's the Nekudah? Where do we see the Mesiras Nefesh? Right? So it goes like this. Saw in the Sefer, we quoted over Shabbos Kodesh from one of the Blue Shiver Rebbes. Can't remember the Sefer now, something Yitzchak. Right? So he says a Peledic thing brought down from Shvili Pinchas. Right? He says that when all the Chamin were in Karen Biavne, you know what they said? They were saying, Ki si shachach mi pi zara. It's going to be forgotten. Right? So that's why sometimes we see in Shas, we see Yochai spelled Yud Vav Ches Aleph Yud. Sometimes spelled Yud Vav Ches Yud. Right? So the Likud is, you want that Aleph in the name. Right? The Aleph, like we saw from the Tzvi Tzadik and from the Shvi Pinchas, the Aleph represents the Olma Atzilus. It represents the Torah of a Sod. Right? So that's the Nekudah there. Yeah? So Aleph is Atzilus. So that's what represents the Aleph. So how does Rashbi get that Aleph? Is that the Chum said, Ki si shachach pizara. And what did Rashbi come and say? Ki lo si shachach pizara. He said what? No! It's not going to be forgotten. He was Moksha Nefesh by saying what? By saying lo. It's a Kud like we spoke about Shalosh Shes Yisrael. That Yid has to train himself to say what? To say lo. That today was not. The Indian today, it wasn't what the whole world was calling today. Today was Lag BaOmer. Right? And why are you going to Bar Park at 11 o'clock at night, at 3 o'clock in the morning? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? What are you, crazy? No, I'm not crazy. And no, I'm not going to listen. Why? Because I'm going to be Moser Nefesh for Avodas Hashem. Why are you up till 12 o'clock at night learning Torah? Go to sleep, be a normal person. No. We have to train ourselves to be like Shem Melechai. Said what? That the world around us says, oh, do this, do this, do this. Train yourself and say, no, thank you. Right? So the Nekuda is also that we know that we say about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is that Naase Adam Nemar Bavurecha. Naase Adam is Rashbi. Yeah. So, and also we know another nikuda is that in Halacha Peleg Elokim, right? In Halacha that whenever Purim falls out, that's when Lag BaOmer falls out, like we said before. That's why we had Yayin, right? Yayin Nichnas Yayin Yatsa Sod, Soda Satora, right? Purim, right? Yayin. So the nikuda goes like this. So what's the Shaykh of Purim and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai together? Is that Naase Adam, which is said about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is Gematria Malik B'Miloi. If you spell Malik out, Ayin Yud Nun, Mem Mem, Lamin Mem Dalad, Kuf Vav Peh, it's Gematria 470, that's Gematria Naase Adam. Is that a Malik tries to attack Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. They try to attack you, no, only learn Pshat. Right? Only learn Pshat, Remez, Drash, not Sod. The Chidah says about that, someone who only learns Pshat, Remez, and Drash, right, but not Sod, what are the Rosh Tevis of Peh, Reish, Dalad? Parrot, you're a mule. And someone who only learns Pshat says, the rest isn't for me. You know who you are? The what's his name? Shlok Kadosh says what? That Pshat is Osios Tipish. If you only learn Pshat, you're Tipish. If you don't, that's why the Indian of Pardes, we said before, Pardes is Gematria Lag BaOmer. It's where you come to be Mechabed all Dar Chelkei of Torah. Right? So Nakuda Malik, I heard from Weinberger one time, says, what's a Malik's Nakuda? Is Asher Karcha Baderech. That they come to you and you say, wow, Givavath, we just had such a Gishmak Lag BaOmer Tish. And a Malik comes to you and says, oh, cool, nice, not so impressed. Right? You just had a Gishmak, you went to Ramatul Zuba last night, Mamish saw Tzadik Ador dancing, Mamish were on fire. You get back and say, what were you doing? Yeah, well, it's not so Gishmak. You have no Sheikhas or Ramatul Zuba. That's what they come and say to you. It's called Kriris, right? But the Nakuda of Purim is Vinahapochu, that we take that Koach from a Malik. And we say to a Malik, we're not impressed by you. So also, since Rashbi is the one who fights Amalek, so too Lag BaOmer, right? The world around you says, what are you going to Meron for? What are you even thinking about Meron? What are you having a Lag BaOmer tish for? Right? And we turn to the world and say, lo, not interested in what you have to say. I'm Moser Nefesh. The Nikud of Rashbi is that whatever inyan we have in our Avodas Hashem, right? We can always push more. And we know we could push more. I know for myself. I'm Mamish. I was driving you back to New Jersey. I'm Mamish said to Hashem in the car, oh, Hashem, you're so good to me. Why? I'm Mamish do nothing for you. Mamish nothing. How good is Hashem to us? How gishmak is it to be Yid? So gishmak. But the good is just to push a little bit more. Right? A little bit more. That's why Nefesh, right? Nefesh, Messiah's Nefesh. Nefesh Gematria 430 is Gematria Tzadik Yisod Olam. Right, who's the Tzadik Yisod Olam? It's Tzadik Yisod Olam. That's Rashbi. So Messiah's Nefesh, right? You say, tap into Rashbi. The Rashbi Shach that Tzadik Yisod Olam. Being Moser Nefesh is tapping to the Tzadik Yisod Olam. And learning, oh, just as Rashbi did it, so too what? I just have to do a little bit. Right, so we spoke about that Aleph, yeah? So that's the Aleph of Yochai. The Rashbi earned that Aleph. So how do we get to that Aleph of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? So the Zera Kodesh, the Holy Rav Shester, says what? It says, Aleph is Rosh Tevos, Pischi Li Achusi. That what it mean, Pischi Li Achusi, just open for me, my beloved, right? He says there, what it mean? That all Hashem wants us to do is just a little bit. You don't have to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You just have to be Tzvi HaKayin. You have to be Rav Berger Shlita. You have to be Rav Ari Shlita. Ari Shabachabura, right? And just Tzadik Be'amunasa Yichya, right? Cool. You just have to step up and say, you know what? Just a little bit more. That's it. I normally daven for 40 minutes a day, and I start davening 41 minutes. Right? I mean, what? An extra minute of Shemona Esrei. Just, even if, it doesn't mean you have to just push out, but an extra minute that I could daven a little bit stronger. Or I come a minute earlier to daven. Not 3 hours early davening. Not that I total 7,000 times. I try to go to mikvah once a week. You know what? Now I'm going to try to go on Erev Shabbos and Sunday. Or I'm going to try to go Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Just a little bit. That's the Nekud of Lag BaOmer. It's just that little tiny bit. That's what Rabbi Akiva, right? We just sing before. Mamash Ashreichem Yisrael. Right? Ashreichem Yisrael. Just tap into that. Ashreichem Yisrael. Just to be a Yid. That's all we need. But Akiva is also Lashon of what? Akev. Just the smallest part. Akev another year's Hashem. Rabbi Akiva gives us the chizak. That who's Rabbi Akiva? He didn't start learning Torah until when? 40 years old. 40 years old, chavra. But this is an akuda. To start now, Baruch Hashem, we're not 40 years old yet, right? So now we can see that if Rabbi Akiva became the mom to Tzadik Yisod Olam, much more so for us. We're under 25, you know? We all have such potential. But to realize that what? Don't think of yourself as a low person. Think that you're in the chever of Shem Rechai. Right? With the havas chavim like we have. That Rashbi is lakol, like Rav Berger said before. I feel the p'chusim. Is there anyone more p'chusim than us? Rashbi, we're in a basement, you know? Hashem. But that's who Rashbi shayach to us. So what? By us being mekusher, we have to know that we had such a beautiful suda just now. By us being mekusher to Rav Shem Rechai, Rav Shem Rechai is going to give chizuk to us. That's the nekuda. But the aleph also, who does the aleph represent? The aluf al sha'olam. To always be marking everything, just be mizdabik to Hashem. Shvis Hashem nadi samim. That's what the way the Rashbi lives. That's the way Rashbi lived. And he's still living. Mama, she spoiled everything for us. That's why everyone's going there. Ben Melech. That's what Rashbi says about us. That what? Klal Yisrael? B'nei Malachim. And that's the chizah we get from Rishon Barachai. So b'schus Rashbi, b'schus the chevra coming together, b'schus to tap into the oros of Rashbi, and to live with this nakuda, right? And today's a day of what? Gal Eid. Right? Gal Eid. Right? Forever knows the Indian of Gal Eid. So Gal Eid is also the Indian of Eliyahu HaGiladi. Right? That's why Eliyahu is the one who calls out who's going to tell Bayi Yochai to come out. Because the Indian of Geula today, like the Tzil Tzadik says. Tzil Tzadik says, he says, I have a feeling that Mashiach is going to come a lot warmer. So we're still holding by Lag Bomer, even if it's past Shkia here. But we're still holding by Lag Bomer. We haven't given up yet. We're still holding here with our Madura. Until this Madura goes out, Baruch Hashem, it's one full day. So we still have another full day of Lag Bomer here. Yizokha to tap into those oars, Rav Shem Rechai, and to be the Simcha, Onam Chavusa Taimilsa, Siyat Vishmaya.